I do believe it is time for us to be joined by Mike Causey and a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. Did you get much rain down there?
I don't know. It was dark out. I think so.
Yeah, we get a little bit of rain up here, but we're expecting 50-mile-an-hour winds again. It's just been crazy. It's been crazy.
Blow all hot air out.
Well, it's no good, Mike, because it's not going to come till I'm off the air, so I'll still be able to put out my hot air this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, why not? So I just have to start off the sports with this. The quote that Zach Wilson made after the Jets made him their quarterback pick. Want to hear what he said?
Does he say he knows what it's like to walk the green mile now?
No. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, what'd you want him to say? We suck?
Yeah, well, he didn't give it, at least he didn't give a time frame.
Well, that's right. It's an open-ended question.
Right.
It could take 200 years.
Well, anyway, so that's the first thing I saw when I...
He said, we're going to win a Super Bowl, not I'm going to win a Super Bowl, so... There you go.
Well, that's actually, you're right. You're right. That's actually
so,
good.
You know, the team will long be in existence after he's worm meal. So they still might win.
All right. And what else? Okay, so we'll just leave that by and by. So I want to go to the National Hockey League. The Islanders, the Rangers, who've been playing well of late, had a chance to prove something last night. And they proved it. They're not going to win the...
They're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost to the Islanders 4-0. Oh, goodness gracious. The Devils beat the Flyers and the Bruins over the Sabres. So they're about 4 points out of the playoff race.
Who?
The Rangers.
I don't know. I didn't look recently.
Probably, I think. Last I looked, it was something like that. And the team they have to get ahead of is Boston, and Boston won, and they lost. So
they picked up 2 points.
Yeah, so they picked up 2 points. And
they don't have many games to go, and the Rangers aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think so. The Nets over the Pacers, they clinched first place in their division, 130-113. The Knicks did not play yesterday. The Celtics take on the Spurs tonight. The Knicks, believe it or not, don't play. This is the wacky thing about the NBA. The Knicks now don't play until Sunday, I think. Let's see. Not even on Sunday. Gosh. They don't play till Monday at 9 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the evening. That's almost like 4 days off.
Well, you know, it's the NBA.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, anyway, so the Orioles tied the series with the Yankees. They beat them in extra innings, 4-3 last night.
Whenever the Yankees were decent, the Orioles were always 0-for the season against the Yankees. Not this year. Yeah. That says it all about the Yankees this year.
The Red Sox fell to the Texas Rangers. And, you know, Mike, when you were talking about DeGrom the other day.
Uh-huh.
All the I was watching the Major League Baseball Network, and this is after you said this, okay? This is after you talked about DeGrom. I was watching Major League Network, and they looked at a couple of the national sports wires, and all the sports writers and most of the people were saying the same thing you were saying, that this thing with DeGrom and the Mets is now so ingrained that the only way he's going to get away from that is to get away from the Mets. It's not a thing that popped up over the past year or so. It's been that way since whenever he's pitched for the Mets.
See, we're the little station that knows everything.
Yeah.
We're groundbreakers on stuff. We say stuff before the lamestream media comes out and says it. Of course, the guy's got to leave. I mean, anybody you speak to who is a Met fan, oh, no, they'll pay him. It's not about the money. It's about winning a championship. The guy's going to go down in baseball history as one of the better pitchers in baseball who never won a championship. That's worse than saying you're one of the better pitchers in baseball. He's going to leave. He's definitely going to leave, and there's nothing the Mets can do about it.
And when I was amazed when I looked at his career stats. They are simply phenomenal. They really are.
Oh, his numbers are good. His numbers are great. I mean, walks versus strikeouts, hits per innings pitched, ERA, all the numbers are great, except one. wins and losses. Yeah. It's not there, and it's because it's the Mets.
And the Mets, in all the games he's pitched,
the Mets scored no runs.
The average scoring of runs for the Mets in the games he's pitched in all his career with the Mets is...
Let me guess. I'd say it's around somewhere 2.5, 2.25.
It's just it's in between 1 and just a little bit under 2. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's amazing when you think about it. And you're right. Yes, players now do play for big contracts and they do play for money, but they also want to play to get into the World Series and win the World Series.
Yep.
I mean, that's
nobody remembers the game where he struck out 14 guys against, who knows, the Milwaukee Brewers or whatever you want to say. But they'll remember the game in the World Series when he struck out 14 guys.
Yeah.
They'll remember that, but they won't remember the game that he pitched on Tuesday and he struck out 18 guys. They won't remember that. They'll remember a big postseason win. The Mets don't get to the postseason, you can't get a win.
Yeah, pretty amazing. It's just an amazing thing to look at.
Yep, it's an anomaly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got to leave. He's got to leave for his own good.
And like I said, it's not. This isn't something that started in a year or two. This is through his entire career with the Mets.
You have a snake bit year. This guy's got a snake bit career.
Yeah, amazing. All right. So, what else?
Races. Let's go, man. Stop ducking it.
Okay. Go on, Mike.
All right. Churchill Downs today, couple races. The 10th race is the Turf Sprint, 5.5 furlongs. Look for the 8-horse Fast Boat to put on some late moves here. Coming off two real, real good works at Churchill Downs. 7-2 morning line. I expect this horse to win and pay somewhere around $9-$10. Two horses to use with him in the exact. The one is the 10, Sombayer, trained by Peter Miller, coming from the left coast. This horse has some speed, not tremendous speed, but Flavian Pratt takes the mount. Never been worse than second with Flavian Pratt. So use the 10 and the 11, Brian Lynch's horse, Caratari. This horse is 0 for Churchill with 4 starts, but hit the board twice. But he's been on the board 11 out of 14 times at this distance with 5 wins. So a must use there. So the 8 with the 10 and 11 in the 10th at Churchill today. The next race, which goes off at 5:51 tonight, is the Kentucky Oaks. A full field of 14 so far, still lined up for this race. But to me, it's a two-horse race. The 3, Career, has been running very well at Fairgrounds this winter. Last fall ran 2 big races at Churchill Downs, so you know the horse likes the course. This daughter of Curlin and burnt out of a Bernardini mare, the mile and an eighth will be no problem for this horse. This horse can win the race, but the 10, Malfat, who is just 4 for 4 lifetime, another Curlin by an AP Indy mare, this horse is just a freak. She could really open up some eyes today. I thought this horse was cross-entered for the Derby. That's how good she is. But she's showing up today in the Oaks, and I think Malfat gets the job done. So just 2 horses I'm using out of the 14. That's the 3, Clarier, and the 10, Malfat, in the Kentucky Oaks today. Tomorrow's Derby Day. A lot of nice races, but again, you have to look at the horses because in the stakes races, there's no Lasix allowed, and these horses have been running on Lasix. Racing is just shooting themselves in the foot consistently, day after day, week after week, with this nonsensical rule that they made up because of the animal lovers, quote. Couple horses in here, I'm going against the grain a little bit, but I know these two horses like the track, the 2-horse Sconson and the 3-horse Bell's the One. It's a 6-horse race. These horses... Sconson with 3 starts at Churchill has 2 wins, and Bell's the One with 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds, all of them in stakes races. I think these two horses are the class of the field. I'm going to hope that they can run without the Lasix. They ran fairly without it last time. We'll see what happens this time. They're training tremendously for this race. So I'm going with 2 horses in the 7th at Churchill today. The 2, Sconson, and the 3, Bell's the One. And post time for Churchill for the 7th today is at 5-2. The post for Churchill today starts at 10:30, so just be aware of that if you intend on playing. couple of the races looking at for tomorrow. One is the ninth race. It's the Derby City Gaming American Turf Handicap. This race is a mile and the 16th on the turf. 14 horses line up in here. There's a ton of speed in this race. Go with the closers. The 3, Chess's Dream, the 4, Annex, the 13, Scarlet Sky, and the 14, Palazzi, are the closers. Box all 4. You'll get a price here. Don't worry about it. Spend the $24, make yourself a $2 box, and you might make 10 times your money back. So 4-horse box in the ninth race tomorrow, which is loaded with speed. From there, we're going to go to the 10th race, which is the Grade 1 Churchill Downs. That's the name of the race. 7 furlongs on the dirt. Whitmore's going to get all the money at the windows. This old-timer's been running good. 2 starts this year, 2 seconds. 7 furlongs is not his best distance, but the horse is in good shape. I'm going to use him. But horse I'm going to use is coming off the bench, the 13, Lexingtonian. Got a tightener at Gulfstream and an optional claimer. This horse really came into his own last year at big prices, and this horse is a big price again at 20-1. So the 13, Lexingtonian, and the 9, Whitmore, are my 2 plays in the 10th, and these are tomorrow, folks. From there, we're going to go right to the Kentucky Derby. There's going to be some big numbers in this Kentucky Derby, trust me. Everybody's going to be all over the favorite. I'm not even going to use the favorite, Essential Quality. I'm not even going to use that horse, the 14 horse. I'm going with 4 horses in succession, just happens to be that way. I really, really like Midnight Bourbon tomorrow. However, there's a jockey change from Joe Talamo to Mike Smith. That's a terrible, terrible jockey change, in my opinion. But Midnight Bourbon's full of himself. Maybe he can overcome the Smith handicap. I don't know. I'll use the horse in my exacta. But Midnight Bourbon's going to be every part of his morning line of 20-1 for me to put win money on him. The 9, Hot Rod Charlie's training real good for Doug O'Neill, who's won a couple of Kentucky Derbies. Flavian Pratt gets the mount here instead of Rosario. That's a pretty level jockey change to me. They're both very good. Pratt, I think, is the best in California. Medina Spirit, Bobby Byford's horse, has some middle-of-the-road speed from California. Lightly raced with only 5 races, won the Robert B. Lewis. Hasn't stepped on the Churchill Downs track yet. So I don't know how this horse is going to go to it, but all of Bobby Baffert's horses seem to run well at Churchill. But my top pick is going to be the 7 horse, Mandaloon, trained by Brad Cox, who also trains the favorite. So here you go. What do you tell your owners? Oh, yeah, you could beat the horse that's undefeated. I think Mandaloon is a very good horse, very battle-tested, coming through fairgrounds this winter. Won a 7 furlong race at Churchill Downs, training very good over the track, has some key works at some key distances. I like Mandaloon a lot tomorrow in here. And like I said, I really like Midnight Bourbon, which is why I'm keeping in the exacta. If I didn't have the jockey change, I'd be hard-tossed to see which one I'm going to pick. But the jockey change forces me to Mandaloon. So the 7 Mandaloon's my pick for the Derby, and the 8 Medina Spirit, the 9 Hot Rod Charlie, and the 10 Midnight Bourbon are going to make my exact and try boxes for me. 7, 8, 9, 10. Pretty easy to remember.
All right, good luck, and let us know how you made out on Monday.
We'll be here.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.